Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
A very common passage that you've probably heard in sermons or in leadership training or maybe quoted yourself is found in James chapter 1, when James writes that if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God for it, as God is generous and will give wisdom. There are a few contextual foundations that are often overlooked in this passage, so let's break a few of them down. Number one, James is clearly writing to the church and to believers. So when he says all or any of you, he means fellow believers in the church. That's important because wisdom and understanding is not some separate revelation that God freely gives to anyone in the world. No, we know from all of Scripture that it comes from a deep abide with Christ. Number two, James is writing a continuous thought about the difficulties and trials the church is facing. He's speaking to a church audience who are experiencing intense persecution and to those who came to Christ only to meet earthly difficulty after earthly difficulty. So the wisdom that James says God will freely give refers to understanding, perspective, and wisdom to navigate through trials. Number three, in verse 6 of chapter 1, James instructs that such things should be asked for in faith. It means that we need to approach God with full confidence that he sees and knows our circumstances and that he will align our heart and perspective with his, thus helping us navigate the difficulties of this present world. Doubting God's sovereign and providential hand makes us a slave to the circumstance and allows it to toss us around like a ship in a storm as we feel out of control. Finally, the doubting Christian will not experience joy in the middle of difficulty because their focus is on the world and the problem. The believer who wants to see with God's perspective, who desires to live free and with joyful abandon for Christ, will get a glimpse of God's perspective and wisdom. James reminds us that a deep abide and focused on Christ in all things will give us a wisdom and understanding that confounds the thinking of this world. If you want true peace, joy, calm, perspective, and godly wisdom, it starts with a daily walk and abide with Christ through his revelation to us found in his word, the Bible. Without it, the happenings of this life will toss you around and you'll search for joy and contentment everywhere and find none. Wisdom and perspective only come from the God who made you and sent his Son to redeem you.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.